Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Follow the socials at Jones and Mego.
Check it out in the Jones and Mego page as well. You can vote in the big Q in 2 and then see Arcan's AI renderings of Mego bathing in a chicken pot pie with Marcus Smart.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
The team is out there trying to do all that they can right now. Tell me what confidence you can instill in your fan base that may not believe that you guys had a legitimate shot.
I think we believe. It's everybody else that don't. If I got to hear one more praise about Boston on national TV when we win a game, I'm tired of hearing that, man. It's 1-1. We're going to go up 2-1. See y'all later, Pete.
Jaylen Brown, 22 points, 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum, 22 and 11 with 6 assists. And the Boston Celtics, a 20-point win.
That take didn't age very well, Jimmy Butler.
He was being interviewed by Chris Haynes during Game 3. Another blowout victory for the Celtics. Right? I thought it was... I got to be honest, I was at the Revs on Saturday night, so I don't know where that was in-game. I thought it was during the game. I could have that wrong. Hand up.
It'd be bold if he was saying that during the game.
Celtics...
they were getting smoked by 20-something
Was that
points.
So it was pregame? That was before the game.
I don't know.
I think it was, yeah.
I didn't realize they did sideline interviews before the game. Celtics win 104-84. Defensive clinic. They hold Miami to 12 in the first quarter. They hold the Heat in the game to 41% shooting, 32% from three, which is an interesting number we can get to. Is that series over? That feels over.
Yes, and I'm mad that it's not... That we had to sit through five games of this. Like, they screwed around in game two. I said I was disappointed. Now I'm irritated because I just don't want to watch this much more of it. Like, it's not against the Celtics. It's just it's not a competitive series. So they better not fool around anymore. But, yeah, it's pretty much done.
I mean, I'm with you. They never should have lost any games in this series. If Jimmy Butler were out there and not just making bold predictions before and or during the game, whenever that was with Chris Haynes.
Mickey Mouse hair.
Did you see
his hair?
I did see the pigtails that he had going on. Yes. If Butler were actually out there, I'd take the Heat seriously. And I would fear the Heat. I told you they're the team I fear the most in the Eastern Conference, even more than Arcan's Knicks over there, who are up 3-1, but they do not look great against Philly. And so... That's a team I would fear.
Joel Embiid's taking them out one by one. That's
Butler's not out there, so I don't fear them. And, yeah, the Celtics screwed around. This already should be going for the closeout here tonight in Miami. I do fear a little bit of a letdown tonight, though. I do.
I do, too.
The series is over. They're going to beat Miami. And when I say letdown, just like a game that's closer than it should, I don't think they're going to roll over the Heat, I guess is my point. They probably should, but the nature of this team is, we can throttle back, we got him. It's what happened coming off of game one. And I'm a little nervous about that happening again tonight in game four. If they can eradicate that from their system, then come talk to me. But I want to see it.
But I think games one and three were different. Where game one, I mean, both of them, like the Celtics ran away with both of them. But as you said there in the beginning, like game three was much more of them making a defensive effort and trying to reassert themselves after what was a pretty embarrassing defensive performance in game two. Whereas game one was just... You know, them kind of shooting lights out from jump
ball.
Thank you.
And game one, I forget what they hit, 22 threes or whatever it was, and then the Heat passed them by in game two. They only hit 11 threes in game three. and they only shot 30% from three, 29.7. You know, they didn't shoot great overall. They're fine, 47%. But, like, it's not like the shots were just going in. They made an emphasis to defend Miami and get out to their shots.
And they were running. Like, the pace was just so much better. It was refreshing to see the Celtics.
But to me, this is our debate coming off of game three. And Mazzulla talked about it after the game. We can hear from him in a moment. I just think it was all about effort. Like, I don't think Joe Mazzulla changed anything going into that game last night. Here's what he said about adjustments between game two and three.
I think that word just gets to such a trigger word around this time of year. We didn't make too many adjustments. We played a little bit harder. We played tougher. We dictated the physicality and the tempo of the game. And it's the simple things that you have to do under a higher level of stress, higher level of adversity. So I thought our guys did a great job of dictating that today.
So I agree with him. Like, do you think he made a bunch of adjustments going into that game last night?
I thought that,
or Saturday?
You might say that this is just effort, but I thought that they were way more impactful on the screen game that Miami was running and getting out and containing Tyler Herro, and then also paying attention to Caleb Martin and Hawkes and all these guys. Like, I think
that's effort.
Yeah, you can say that's effort, but it was something that they couldn't switch around in game two. So I'd say some of that is being better prepared for looking at that.
So you give him credit for the adjustments in game three?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there were a lot of adjustments. I don't give Mazzulla any credit for game three. I didn't give him any blame for game two.
I give him credit for game three.
Joe Mazzulla adjustments.
And especially when that's your nickname given to you by Scal. Like, you really got to live up to that. Don't say, oh, I hear adjustments so much at this point in the postseason. That's your nickname.
That's a good point. Maybe that's why he hears it so much. But no, I just think it was about them getting out and defending. And that's all. That's just purely effort. Hey, we can't just stand there with our hands on our hips and expect Miami to miss. It doesn't work that way.
I agree with that. I do think there were adjustments made to attacking Miami's zone. Like, it seemed like they were doing different things there with Porzingis at the top of the key and guys cutting. I mean, it seemed like every other play.
The two-man game with Derek White.
Yeah, Brown or somebody was getting open and there was nobody under the basket. So it seemed like they had something going there. But I'm worried, like you are, Jones, that it only took them one game in the playoffs to throttle back and not give a crap. Like, they couldn't even keep that going for two of their first two games. It was one game before they're already back to that same crap that they've been doing, and doing in the playoffs, by the way, in these early rounds in other seasons where they've lost later on. I don't think they'll lose to the Heat, but I don't like how similar this is. I don't like how similar this whole situation looks.
And I'm not even sure they lose tonight. I'm not saying they're going to lose tonight. They shouldn't lose another game in this series. They shouldn't have lost game two. But are they going to play down to the level of opponent? Are they going to leave the door open? Or are they going to step on their throats? You should step on this team's throat and blow them out. And I'm not sold they do that. That's what I guess I'm talking about. That's what I want to see tonight. Don't even toy around with them. Put them away. Have backups out there. Like, I don't need to see a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, and I wouldn't want to roll the dice on that with this team. So that's what I want to see tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like keeping the energy. And I don't know that this team always does a good job with I know that this team doesn't do a good job with carrying that from game to game, but assert yourself and just get through this game, get through the next, and then get on to the next round, because I'm sick of this already.
A couple of texts. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. 37937. Everyone who's holding on to the goalie rotation are casuals. Get out of here with that stupid-ass take. This is for the effing cup. I'll be honest, I haven't heard a lot of it anymore. I heard a lot of it during the regular season and leading into the playoffs. I haven't heard a lot of people stumping for it now, but give Swayman a bad game. Maybe you'll hear it popping up again. There's also this draft grade is a big fat F. They needed a left tackle. Is that you, Mego? Is that you texting in? No.
No,
Mego doesn't want to grade it. Actually.
Incomplete.
Yeah, I'm still incomplete.
Are we sold at all? This kid they drafted in the third round, Caden Wallace, is going to be a left tackle. I know they're like kind of trying to talk that into existence.
Wasn't he a right tackle like 95% of the snaps in college?
Well, when Elliot Wolf was talking about it, it was like, oh, well, he was on the same line as Olufoshinu, therefore that's why he was only on the right side. I just think that historically the Patriots have tried to do this and it never works out the way that they want it to.
Yeah, yes. I don't know.
Very recent history.
I don't know who's going to play left tackle, but I got to be honest, don't care that much. Can't be that
you
much worse in the offensive.
Much?
Can't be worse in the offensive line that year. No.
An important position, especially if you really want the rookie quarterback to play.
Yeah,
your
rookie quarterback isn't a statue like the quarterback last year, and so I'm less fearful of that. I don't think Drake May needs the offensive line that Mac Jones needed, because I think he's going to make plays. Let's go to your phone calls here. David is in Florida waiting patiently. Go ahead, David.
Hey,
David.
A few things. First, I'm going to go kind of like around the horn with. First, the Patriots still need one thing they forgot, they didn't get it, is a kicker or a field goal kicker. I don't have any confidence in the guy from Maryland last year.
What was that noise? That was you, Ryan, or was that his actual
foot? He wants to go around
that
the horn.
That was around the horn.
And the first thing he says is they needed a kicker. I'm taking points from you, David.
I didn't pick up on that. Who was
they invited somebody to rookie minicamp?
Which one of you two was stumping for a kicker last week? Was that you?
No.
No, I just said that you need a kicker.
Somebody wanted a kicker. Who was that?
I didn't say I
wanted them to draft a kicker. I think I just said they need a kicker.
Yeah, I mean, Chad Ryland.
Their current kicker's not very good, but they brought in Vincent Blanchard from Canada, who played college football at Laval, which I don't know where that is.
Did he bring Tim Hortons
with him? I was
going
to say, there's got to be a Hortons drive-thru right there.
Must be.
I would hope.
He'll be doing tryouts May 10th and 11th.
Okay, good to know. There's your kicker talk. John is in the car on the Celtics. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Celtics, but real quick, when you need a left tackle, it makes absolutely perfect sense to go out there and draft a right tackle. Like, the Patriots are so smart, and they do things so well. I just trust them blindly when they say they're going to switch somebody over position.
Yep. Nice
they
pick, Robin.
Played since high school. Yeah, great hammer time. I gotta agree with you, Jones, in terms of the Celtics. Like, I didn't see a lot of changes in Game 3. I just saw, Drew Holiday and KP actually playing defense instead of just getting burned left and right. Certainly, Bam like had a hand in his face every shot, it seemed like, instead of just bopping it over him left and right in Game 2. The other thing that was nice was, like, KP actually caught the ball and was shooting it, and it went in. Like, those are things that didn't happen in Game 2.
So, I'm with John on this.
I credit Joe Mazzulla with that, actually.
Okay. But
I'm kidding.
Something I want to see tonight is Porzingis not turn into a puddle again, because he was awful in Game 2, and he bounced back. He deserves credit for that. He bounced back. It's a road game. Like, I don't know. Porzingis, I still think, is closer to a rotational player than a true superstar, right? I mean, he's somewhere in between those two things. And so rotational players tend to vanish when you go on the road in the NBA playoffs. You see it all the time. I wasn't sure how he'd play in Miami. He has no track record of playoff success. And so that was promising. I need to see him keep doing it, though. I need to see that tonight.
I agree. And it's just like, Arkan, I know you said this before, but the lows that he hit in Game 2 were just so alarming, because I just didn't recognize that Porzingis at all. So it's a little scary to have seen that on your screen and know that Porzingis is around, that Porzingis could show himself again at another point in this playoffs. Don't do it.
So what are you looking for tonight out of the Celtics? Is that series over? Your thoughts on the goalie rotation for the Bruins, Brad Marchand rattling cages up in Toronto, 617-779-7937. We're scheduled to talk to Drake May, number 3 pick, Patriots quarterback, fingers crossed, week 1. We'll talk to him at 4:30 here on Jones and Mego with Arkan on WEEI, so stay tuned for that. We'll also get back into the Patriots and their roster. How much better are they than a year ago? You can vote. It's our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. We'll get to your phone calls on that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.